same garage door that nearly took my sister's finger off, was also the opening to many of the epic childhood adventures we took together. Unlocking that big door and watching the sun diligently expose dust upon my mom's Pontiac Vibe provided a sense of freedom like none other. We pursued many voyages downtown to the local Maid Right, an old-school diner with a long, white-tiled counter and swivel chairs attached. The only other adventurers eating there on Saturdays were people that looked to have retired years ago, who were now nearing the end of their journeys. Tearing apart that crispy chicken tender and welcoming the steam that formed droplets of moisture on my face was a common theme on a Saturday afternoon. From time to time, my sister could convince me to visit the Crazy Goat yarn shop at the end of the corner. And as time prolonged, it required less and less swing. I found the repeated motion of my hands knitting vibrant colors of yarn and the clacking of the wooden sticks to be a calming way to spend a morning. I always knew that my half-finished scarf, scarred with imperfections, would give my mom a smile from ear to ear. These organized bike rides always seemed to be a source of peace. Even when we had no clue where our journey would take us, I knew it would be good. My sister and I embarked on our normal Saturday mid-morning bike ride on our familiar path. The irrational fear of cracking our heads open on a solid pavement never affected my sister quite like it did me. My helmet, always strapped meticulously around my head, only allowed a few curls to slip through the gaps. It never failed to give my sister a chuckle as she watched the curls flutter in the wind like a flag on a gusty day. Turning the corner onto the trail and being greeted by a slight mist of water emitting from the Cedar River was a reminder of the underpass ahead. The bleached Main Street sign preceding the passage was a signal that our journey had officially begun. Brutal Iowa summers left their mark on the well-known symbol for our adventure. What was once a rich, shamrock green had become a hue similar to that of the Statue of Liberty, with a rustic touch around the edges. Deep echoes of semis rolling overhead rumbled in my chest and provoked a change in speed as I rode ahead of my sister. Passing my sister was a precious event. It rarely happened, and being too caught up in the overwhelming feeling of prowess, I quickly forgot where the path was taking us. We found ourselves drifting down a long grassy slope towards the base of a forest. Our bikes vibrated as we sped over any blemish or bump in the soil. Clippings of freshly cut blades of grass leaped off the earth, clinging to my sweaty legs. It was a small wood, but as we entered the forest, it opened up. Past the boundary of brush and sticks was an area that seemed to be hollowed out just for us, a natural void. There was no sign of stumps dispersed about. Instead, a thin layer of dampened leaves scattered the ground. The thick tree tops, accompanied by their bright green counterparts, provided much-needed shade from the piercing sun. Long spurs flew overhead, and rabbits hurried off, frightened by the monsters that had just disturbed their peace. Dreams of a fortress had always been present in our minds. With the last name Mickey, it appeared that we were destined to be the owners of a clubhouse, and this new land we stumbled upon was the perfect canvas. We trekked the nearby train tracks, with eyes open for any supplies that could spark an idea. Olivia remained focused on the task at hand, even when I found myself more concerned with the act of balancing on the rails. Treasures appeared every now and again. An old black tire, hot to the touch and carrying loose sticks inside, created the perfect swing, essential for any established fort. I carelessly lifted a rusty railroad spike about the size of my 8-year-old hand and carried it back to my bike. Emanating from my skin was a single drop of sweat gradually trickling down my back as we returned with heavy bags packed with supplies. Hammers, Melissa and Doug acrylics, and a long rope cluttered the contents of my school bag, masking the responsibilities of an early childhood education. The tightly braided rope complemented the worn, dirty, gray-walled tire quite beautifully as we slung it over the nearest branch. My sister's steady hand, scarred from earlier experience, stroked many coats of vibrant paint onto a cardboard box. The rough bristles created a delicate scratch as it dragged across the board, creating an itching sensation in my inner ear. Captivated, I watched her brush over flecks of dirt, adding an interesting texture to the finishing touches of our hard day's work. As we found our way back to the musty garage, life took no time in distracting us from the wonders of that day. Months went by as my sister quickly gave in to the responsibilities of an incoming middle school student. Most of her time was spent on schoolwork, and whatever free time she stumbled upon was spent with new friends. The dreams we once had for our hollowed-out wood became a thought of the past due to my sister's newly structured schedule. I still remember my first time back to our old sanctuary. I willingly let my bike crash to the ground, grazing past my feet, front tire spinning. There was no longer that same sweet smell of bluebells. Instead, the smell of stale cigarette butts flooded my nostrils, stinging them with every breath. Beer cans acted as boats, slowly floating down the pond of sewage water nearby. The thrill of once prized secrecy fizzled away after seeing what other people had done to our natural playground. Our old sign was soggy to the touch, and the once rich colors were faded and dull. As I stood there and reflected on getting older, I realized that while I was gaining a better sense of where I am going, I may have to look a little deeper, beyond the surface, to find the good in the journey ahead. Thank you.